Don't touch that dial. You're about to reach a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next, baby. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And by the way, happy holidays to all the listeners of A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you.
Did I say help is on the way, baby? And this is Professor T Love coming at you on a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Just like to say, I'm back giving you some great soul music to groove and click your heels to, dance, whatever you want to do. I just want to say to everybody, I hope you had a great, happy Thanksgiving. And as you know, that means we're starting to ease into the holiday season. Don't go crazy out there buying crazy gifts. As you know, a lot of the protesters, the workers of Walmart are pushing back, you know, saying it's kind of ridiculous to be getting up so early in the morning and working just to accommodate some Black Friday specials. You know, people are really starting to push back because I think people really want to go back to enjoying their holidays with their families. As you know, a lot of things have happened. We had Hurricane Sandy, and you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world, you know, which really brings to people's attention that they need to get closer together and be with their families, baby. And yes, that was the Whatnots talking about help is on the way, baby. And you know, the Whatnots were an American soul group from Baltimore, Maryland. They were founded in 1969. Some of you may remember that the Whatnots were on Sylvia Robinson's label called Stang and had a great success in 1971 with I'll Erase Away Your Pain. And then they had a song called Please Make the Love Go Away, Baby. And the Whatnots basically were sampled by a lot of musicians. You know, Kanye West sampled I'll Erase Away Your Pain. But most of all, they had a song that came out called Help Is On The Way. That was in 1982, which if you listen to that song, you know, that song was also heavily sampled as well. But that song was number 46 on the U.S. R&B singles chart, baby. And, you know, the members of the Whatnots are Garnet Jones, Carlos Billy Herndon, and Gerard Chunky Pinckney. And they have been singing since 1969, baby. And this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, baby. Coming at you next, Rance Allen saying, I belong to you. This is actually a gospel song, baby. So groove to it. Get your spiritual groove on. And this is a bowl of soul.
This is called I Belong to You. Yeah. I belong to you. I belong to you.
I belong to you.
Yes, I do. Yours all alone, mind, body, and soul. Why don't you take me, make me what you want me to be? I be, hey, everything I am, and everything I'm not. Yours all alone, mind, body, and soul. Why don't you take me? Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait. You see, you saved my soul from a burning hell. Oh, yes, you did. And now, right now, right now, I'm so glad I can tell. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, I do. Really do. Yeah. Sure enough, I do. Yeah. Yours all alone. Hey, man. Break me down, break me down. See, you're the spirit. that lets me sleep at night. Then I wake up early in the morning, knowing everything's gonna be alright. Oh, yes I do. Yours all. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I came to Jesus. Just as I want. I was weary, I was worn, and I was so sad, so sad. But I found in Him sweet old resting place. Anybody else found that place? From that day to this one, the Lord has made me glad. Y'all help me sing right here. I'm in love. Oh, really new, yeah. Say it one more time.
Yes, y'all. Rance Allen talking about I belong to you. And this is Ebola Soul, baby. You know, Rance Allen, actually they were called the Rance Allen Group, and they were from Monroe, Michigan, and they were a gospel music group. And also they were based in Toledo, Ohio. And the Rance Allen Group was formed by vocalist, guitarist, pianist, and songwriter Mr. Rance Allen with his brothers Tom and Steve and another brother Esau. And they joined the group on an intermittent basis. You know, if you get the Wattstax movie, which has Isaac Hayes and also the late, great Richard Pryor also was in Wattstax. Rance Allen Group also, they played in Wattstax. And basically, they were discovered by record promoter Dave Clark, who worked for Stax Records. And the group was the first to be signed to the Stax imprint called Gospel Truth, and they recorded for the Stax organization throughout the 70s. In 1972, like I said, the group appeared in a documentary film called Wattstax. And following his appearance, Rance Allen Group, the group was named Best Religious Group by the National Association of Television and Radio Announcers. David Porter, who was the songwriting partner of Isaac Hayes, co-produced the group's 1975 album, A Soulful Experience, for which he wrote an autobiographical song, Just Found Me. In 1978, the Rance Allen Group had a top 30 hit, of which I just played, called I Belong to You. And this is Ebola Soul, baby, and this is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And I hope that you all had the great pleasure of listening to Mr. Paul Cavalcante's The Vinyl Experience, baby. Make sure that you tune into him. He comes in. His show comes on at 5 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network on Fridays, on Hi-Fi Fridays, y'all, at 5 p.m. And then after him, it's me, A Bowl of Soul, Professor T. Love, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.prn.fm. If you want to catch up with me, you can Twitter me at A Bowl of Soul, ABOWLOFSOUL. You can also like my page on Facebook. It's called A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And also tune into nonstop 24 hours a day, 365 days a year of soul music on Live 365, A Bowl of Soul radio show, tinyurl.com/9F9807. Please, we need your support. A Bowl of Soul needs your support. We are selling cups, hats, and t-shirts with the Bowl of Soul logo. Looks pretty hot. Looks nice. All you have to do is go to http://tinyurl.com/abowlofsoul, baby. And hit me up. Let me know how you like the show. I get a lot of listeners that listen to the show in England. Thank you, England. I love you, England. You guys are really big soul heads out there. I love that you know, you're really into soul music. There's some classic Northern Soul records I haven't even heard of that I had the pleasure of listening to. Sometimes I go to YouTube and I check up and I see some of the mod heads in England, you know, and their soul clubs and just amazing. It's amazing. Love you, England. Love you. I had the pleasure of being in England about 3 years ago, and I had a fab time and hope to make it back there again, and just to check out some of the great soul clubs you guys have out there. And also, if you want to catch up and do, you know, email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And we also have a survey, do the soul survey, baby, a bowl of soul feedback survey, http://tinyurl.com/soul survey. And a bowl of soul is looking for sponsors and advertisers. So if you're interested in promoting your business on a bowl of soul or sponsoring a bowl of soul, we have a great rate package for you. Hit me up an email and let me know, and I will send you the rate sheet for advertising or sponsoring a bowl of soul. And coming up next, two collabos, Barry White and Lisa Stansfield doing her song all the around the world, baby. And this is a bowl of soul.
Say something. Say something, baby. Say something.
You're listening to a bowl of soul. But I'll find somewhere, somehow.
Keep looking, Lisa.
And you know, I'll never give up looking
that's
for my
right,
baby.
That's right, that's right.
I'll be
And that was Lisa Stansfield singing All Around the World with Barry White singing background. And you know, Lisa Stansfield, she hails from Heywood, Lancashire in England. And she was born to Marion and Keith Stansfield. And you know, this lady sold like 200 million copies of records. I didn't know she was large like that. You know, of course, in the United States, you know, we come upon soul singers from overseas kind of late. But when she hit big with, you know, All Around the World in 1989, it peaked at number 3 in the United States. And then other worldwide hits she had was Affection. That album Affection was nice. She had that song called This Is the Right Time, which was a house music influence production by Cold Cut with Mark Saunders. And Live Together, What Did I Do to You, and You Can't Deny It. You know, the album All Around the World and You Can't Deny It both hit number 1 on the Billboard R&B chart. And Affection went platinum in the United States and triple platinum in the UK, selling over 5 million copies worldwide. And from what I understand is that she is going to be coming out with an album in spring of 2013. This will be her 7th studio album in 9 years, the first in 9 years. And Lisa Stansfield announced in November 2012 of this year that the album will be titled 7, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, a mixed stew of soul music, and this is Professor T Love. You can also catch me on the Rhythmic Lounge at 7 p.m. on Sunday at Eastern Standard Time, therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And coming up next, a classic soul oldie or soul song by a great infamous doo-wop group from the 1950s and 60s, Little Anthony and the Imperials, singing a song that I first heard from the Stylistics when they first came out. But Little Anthony and Imperials put their touch on this song. It's called If I Love You, Baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
So many times I've tried to let you know I'm glad you're mine.
That's Little Anthony the Imperials doing a song that was done like in 1968. Baby, can't you see I'm in love with you? And you know, Little Anthony and Imperials are a rhythm and blues soul doo-wop vocal group from New York, and they were first active in the 1950s. The lead singer, Jerome Anthony, Little Anthony Gordine, was noted for his high-pitched falsetto voice. He was heavily influenced by Little Jimmy Scott. The group was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on April 4th, 2009, and they are still singing to the present. They have been singing since 1958. If you want to get any more information about Little Anthony and the Imperials, you go to littleanthonyandtheimperials.net. And you know they're known for their first single was Tears on My Pillow, which was an instant hit. And then they had a B-side, Two People in the World, was also an instant hit. And, you know, the group followed up with Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop, and then they got a resurgence back in the mid-60s with the change in lineup, and which became Collins, Wright, Sammy Strain, and George Kerr. And as you know, George Kerr was also the producer of Linda Jones. And Hypnotize, you got me hypnotized. And yes, this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. This is Professor T Love. And you can catch me on www.prn.fm, the Progressive Radio Network, baby. And you also just check out the archives. You guys are blowing up the archives. Get some of that classic soul and new independent R&B music going in your MP3, your iPad, you know, your iPod, your Sony MP3, whatever you have. Put that music on your smartphone and carry it with you to go, baby, because it's some of the best classic soul music that you will hear, and independent, new independent R&B music that you will hear. And coming up next, baby, I'm going to play a classic song from the Joneses called Pretty Pretty, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
There's just one girl. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Listen while I tell you. You see, she's out there. She's on my mind. She's pretty. Good Lord Almighty, she is. Let me say one more thing about you. Oh, we've been together as we have. Baby, sweet, sweet, you can't.
Yo, Pretty Pretty, that's a classic song. This is the Joneses from 1972, baby. And this is Ebola Soul. And coming right at you is the Superwoman. Super Kim of the Superwoman Show, baby. Check it out.
Hey, this is Kim LaRue, the host of the Everyday Superwoman Show. Download the Everyday Superwoman Show theme song on MWP's channel at dpvn.net.
I work hard, 7 days on call, working every day. I can't take
off. Yeah, y'all, make sure you check out the Everyday Superwoman Show on dpvn.net, baby. And coming at you next, it's a different kind of lady, baby, by the Jacksons. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
All right, different kind of lady, baby. And that's what the Jacksons was talking about. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, off of the Jacksons album that was done in 1977. I believe that was off of the Going Places album that they did when they were on Epic Records for a brief period after they left Motown, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, Miss Natalie Cole doing her song. Mr. Melody, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, Mr. Melody, you're on my mind constantly, and I think of you the whole day long. Hey, Mr. Melody, you mean the whole world to me. Without you, I would have no song. Hey, Mr. Melody, you got me humming to your crazy beat. Stay here for all time. You are my melody, and as sweet as you can be. And it's good to know you're mine all the time. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Melody, you love who it makes me say. I like loving you, you like loving me. Please don't ever change, Mr. Melody.
Of jazz legend Nat King Cole, and her mother was, which I didn't know, her mother was a former Duke Ellington Orchestra singer. Her mother's name was Maria Hawkins Ellington, and you know, Natalie Cole was born in Los Angeles, California, and she's been, you know, the years active in terms of singing has been since she was a little girl, from 1955 to the present. Some of the labels that Natalie has been on, in fact, Mr. Melody is when she was on the Capitol Record label. She was on that label from 1975 to 1981. She was also on the Epic label, and she was on Modern, and she was on EMI Manhattan, and Elektra, and Verve. And as you know, she did a duet with her father in regards to Unforgettable, which was her best-selling album in 1991. Unforgettable with Love on Elektra Records, which she was singing songs her famous father recorded nearly 20 years after she initially had refused to cover her father's songs during live concerts. And you know, that song Unforgettable became a number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 10 on the R&B chart, and going gold, and eventually sold more than 7 million copies. Unforgettable with Love sold more than 7 million copies in the U.S. alone, winning several Grammys, including Album of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Traditional Pop Vocal Performance. And if you want to get more information about Miss Natalie Cole, she's still touring. You can go to her website, www.nataliecole.com. And some of the music, and you know, Natalie Cole is so versatile. You know, and I think that also speaks to her training and also speaks to her father's legacy, because her father used to sing R&B as well, but he sang pop, he sang jazz as well. Nat King Cole was one of the first black men to have his own variety show on television. It was very short-lived because, as you know, in those days, a lot of blacks did not have their own variety entertainment show. It was only until later on in the 60s and also during the time of the Civil Rights Movement that you saw more black entertainers have their own variety show. But Nat King Cole, he was the trailblazer. And because of his skin color, he was not able to get sponsors, sponsor his show. And Nat King Cole had some of the greatest musicians of the day on his show. I mean, white and black. So, you know, you have to give your props to Nat King Cole, because he was the trailblazer and he led the way for blacks to have their own variety show on television. If you ever get a chance, sometimes PBS will show some of Nat King Cole's early variety shows that he had on television back in the 1950s. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next is the Clovers singing One Mint Julep, baby, a 1950s joint here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, baby.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman, started talking. I took her home to get a few nips, but all I had was a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. Started, but all I know is we should have bought it. I stole a kiss and then another. I didn't mean to take it further. One mint julep was the cause of it all. The lights were burning low. Popped her father, he said, I saw you wet. You kissed my daughter, got to wait right now. Oh, face of slaughter, I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry, oh, face ruin. A mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep. Oh, was the cause of it all. I don't want to bore you with my troubles, but from now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I got
you.
Six extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a man in julep, a man in julep, a man in julep, a man in julep. One man in julep was the cause of it all.
Hey, y'all, that's the Clovers, 1952. Mint Julep, which was written by Rudy Toombs. And the group originally came from Washington, D.C., and they were active from 1946 to 1990. The members of the Clovers were Harold Winley, King Raymond Green, Franklin Poole, Carlos Wilson, and Edward Ike Bowers. And the labels that they were on was Atlantic Records and Winley Records. And if you want to know more information about the doo-wop group, the Clovers, which they formed in 1946 at Armstrong High School in Washington, D.C., with members Harold Lucas, Billy Shelton, and Thomas Woods, go to www.theoriginalclovers.com, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love on the Progressive Radio Network. And, you know, make sure you like my page on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and that you check out A Bowl of Soul, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year on tinyurl.com, 9F9807, baby, 07. And please, you know, A Bowl of Soul needs your support. And you can get some really cool-looking coffee mugs, hats, and T-shirts if you go to tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul, baby. And also, give us some feedback. Email us at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And, you know, I had gotten some feedback from one of the listeners. It was very nice. And I really appreciate, you know, them listening to A Bowl of Soul that is catching on. And, you know, make sure you spread the word, baby. And if you, you know, we need your feedback. We have a soul survey, a Bowl of Soul feedback survey. And you can go to tinyurl.com/soul survey, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, Brenda and the Tabulations talking about, you know what? I'm one girl too late. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Tabulations talking about one girl too late, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, got a new record by Mr. Dexter Williams talking about So In Love, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Said if y'all don't mind, can I talk to this woman I love so much? Do I got a little minute? Loving you is easy, seeing you is hard, 'cause I'm always on the road, seems like it's tearing us apart, but I don't wanna lose you, no, 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 baby, you're my everything, I don't wanna feel that hurt. can't see you with nobody else.
No,
I don't wanna grow old by myself. Baby, I'm so,
so in love,
so in love,
so
in love with you. Said I'm so,
so in love,
so in love. So I ain't gon' lie. See, baby, it's a lot of tempting things going on out here. Some of them times when I've been out here 2 or 3 weeks at a time, baby. Oh, it's the love of you, baby, that keeps me content, keeps me holding on. Keep a smile on my face. Can I talk a little bit more about your love? Sure, I got a lot of women, baby, screaming all over me. I just close my eyes and think about your love. The way you touch me, you love me, you squeeze, baby. Cause you're the only woman for me. And I don't mind talking about it, baby, little, yeah. You're such a beautiful lady to me. That's why I say, nobody else.
No,
I don't wanna grow old by myself. Baby, I'm so,
so in love,
so in love,
so in love,
in love with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so,
so in love,
so in love,
so in love,
baby,
love
with you.
Ooh.
I gotta commend you. Cause see, baby, only a real woman can go through the things I done put you through. Mama, that mean you too. Cause Mars ain't always done the things I said I'd do. But you stood right there with me. And I wonder how can I ever repay you, baby. That's why I wrote this song. I wanted to tell you that I can't see you with nobody else.
I
don't wanna grow myself. No, no, I'm so,
so in love,
so in love,
so in love,
baby, with you, 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 you. I'm so,
so in love,
so in love,
so
in love with you.
Yeah, y'all, that's Mr. Dexter Williams talking about he's so in love with you, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. Well, actually, Dexter Williams had sent me the song, but it's really by R&B soul artist LaMorris Williams. And the song is a new CD. And again, that song, you know, he just released it. And also, he did a duet. LaMorris did a duet with Al Green, You Make Me Happy. If you want to hear more music by Mr. LaMorris Williams, you go to http://soundcloud.com/LaMorris_Williams, baby. And if you want to reach out to LaMorris's manager, the manager's name is, of course, Mr. Dexter Williams, who is the vice president of Rocks Landing Entertainment. You can call him at 404-220-7899, and you can also email him at dexwilliams770@gmail.com, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and I hope that, you know, you're enjoying the show. And make sure that you catch up with me on Live 365, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And also that you catch up with me as well on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm, baby, at 7 p.m. on Sunday Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to know more about A Bowl of Soul, baby, you know, you are definitely just check us out and let us know how you feel. Give us your feedback at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And if you want to purchase some of the merchandise that has the A Bowl of Soul logo, it looks wonderful on a coffee mug, a t-shirt, or a hat, go to http://tinyurl.com/abowlofsoul, baby. And this is Professor T Love. And what I'm going to leave you with, I'm going to leave you with a song by Mr. Will Downing called Satisfy You. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Will Downing and talking about we'll satisfy you, baby. And make sure that you check out Mr. Will Downing at www.willdowning.com, baby. And this is the close of A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Make sure you catch me on the Rhythmic Lounge at 7 p.m. on Sunday Eastern Standard Time. And make sure you guys play those archives. Those archives, you're going to enjoy yourself. Download those things. Carry those things with you in your MP3, your iPods, and your smartphones, and, you know, wherever else, or if you want to just listen to on your computer. This is Professor T. Love of A Bowl of Soul. Just want to tell you to take care of yourselves. Look out for one another. We are our brother's keeper. Coming up next, y'all, will be Eric's Sounds of Jazz, baby, on the PRN, the Progressive Radio Network. This is A Bowl of Soul, baby. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll tune in next week to get some great soul music from A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.